Welcome back to Schizophrenia Life. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. So, today I want to talk about Texas and what's going on with the border. So, we all know that we had a more secure border when Trump was president. When Biden got into office on day one, he opened up the border. How did he do that? When the Border Patrol caught people coming over illegally, they sent them back to Mexico. It was called Stay in Mexico. They didn't release them into the country. On day one, Biden got rid of that, got rid of everything, forced everyone to take down the walls that Trump built, take down the connexes, everything, on day one. So over the last 3 years, we've gotten over 12 million people coming in illegally on purpose. Biden said as soon as he's president, borders open. And that's what he did. They want new voters. The goal is to get as many millions of people in, and then once they're all in, do one bill before you leave office that basically gives them all citizenship. And then you basically just got 15 million new voters. That's the goal. And they've said it, they've said the quiet part out loud, that that's the goal. They've been caught on tape saying, yeah, we need more people for redistricting. The whole goal is to get as many illegals in, and then right before he leaves office, he's going to grant them all citizenship. That's the goal. And Texas has been overrun. Obviously, they're the lowest state. They're getting overrun. And so what they've been doing is, since they couldn't legally, there's give and take on what which part of the Constitution they're following. They couldn't close the border because Biden said no. So what they do were, they were putting them on buses, shipping them to Chicago, shipping them to New York, because there are sanctuary cities. Now those cities are saying the border should be open, but don't send them to us. Well, if you're a sanctuary city, you have to accept them. But now New York and Chicago, they're overrun. They can't take anymore, but they're going to. They're going to keep sending them there because the people that run New York and the people that run Chicago, they want the border open, but they don't want any of them to come to their city. Makes no sense. So Texas has been shipping them up, but finally Texas is like, you know what? This is an invasion. We're enacting the part of our Constitution where it says if the federal government refuses to stop an invasion, then the states have the right to protect their state. So they called up the National Guard. They've put troops on the border. And Arizona did the same thing. Arizona started to build a wall to stop the flow and got sued by Biden. Now, Texas starts putting up buoys in the river so they can't cross the rivers. Constantina wire everywhere. Connex is everywhere. And of course, Biden sued them. It went all the way to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court came back and said, no, you can't stop the federal agents from taking down your defenses, is what the Supreme Court just said. And Texas came back and said, we don't care what the Supreme Court says. Y'all ain't touching our shit. And we'll protect our property with the National Guard. So the military is basically saying to the federal agents, don't touch our shit and stay away. We're going to protect our border. Now, who is right in this scenario? Obviously, Texas. The federal government under Biden has failed, and not only failed to stop the invasion, they've been actively promoting trying to get more and more people to cross the border. They've been actively promoting it for 3 years. And so Texas has finally had enough. And they have the right. They should have done it 3 years ago, but better late than never. They have the right to protect their land. They're destroying Texas. These thousands and thousands of illegals come across, they cut through your yard, they throw trash everywhere, they destroy farms. I've seen videos of farmers recording, and they come through, they tear down all the fences, the cows get out. Like, it's no joke. They're destroying everything. Because if you roll through with a caravan of 20,000 people, you're going to cause some damage. And they don't care. They just want to get across the border because the government right now, if they get across the border, they will give them free lodging, free money, free everything, free health care, free food. But we have millions of homeless people, millions of homeless vets don't get shit. It's literally unbelievable. How anyone can vote for politics like this is beyond me. Now, granted, whether or not you think who won the last election, I don't want to talk about that. But the majority of people that voted for Biden only voted for Biden because it was either him or Trump, and they hated Trump. Trump was the best president in the last 100 years. Maybe not 100 years, 80 years, definitely. Hands down, he's the first president to not go to war. Everyone said, oh, when he gets president, he's gonna start all this shit. No. Biden went to war. Obama went to war. Bush went to war. Trump, only president that didn't start war. And he brokered the peace agreements between like six countries in the Middle East. So he not only did not start a war, he brokered groundbreaking peace agreements. But because you saw even the Russia thing, Russia wanted to invade years ago, but Trump said, don't do it or else. And so Putin said, okay, I won't go in. As soon as Trump was out of office, what'd they do? They went in. Because Biden said, don't go. What he said? I'm trying to remember what he said. It was, don't go, or we'll sanction you. That's what he told Putin. Trump said, if you go in there, we're gonna blow up Moscow. Biden said, if you go in there, we're gonna sanction you, which is basically nothing to Russia. They've been sanctioned for the last 80 years. Anyway, that has nothing to do with the border. So Texas is standing up. The Supreme Court has told them, take everything down, let the feds come and take it down. And Texas said, no, fuck off. And I 100% stand with them. And if you haven't noticed, not only in Germany, but in France now, everywhere, Italy, everywhere, the farmers are protesting because they are trying to put all the farms out of business. But then we won't eat. Without farmers, we have no food and we all die. So I don't understand how the government can be trying to shut down all of the farming. They want zero farming. It's unreal. It's ludicrous. Have a wonderful day.